Bramble Jam Podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Christmas.
Hi, I'm Tyler, and I love that Bran loves Christmas.
And this is the Deck the Hallmark Podcast. It is this podcast, and it is another day here in July where we're celebrating Christmas like every other normal person does in the middle of the summer. Isn't that right, Tyler?
This is absolutely right. There's never a better time to bundle up as warm as you can during the heat of July.
That's right. Before, this isn't one of your questions, but before... you got started in Hallmark. Did you know that Christmas in July was a thing?
Until about 10 seconds ago, I didn't know Christmas in July was a thing.
Stop it. You didn't know that you have, like, Christmas movies that air in July?
No. What do you mean? Like, before I started doing Hallmark movies?
You had to have known, like, at least, like, last year that It's Christmas Eve is airing in July, right?
To be honest, I think the first time that this Christmas in July thing is registered in my small little brain is probably this year. Ten seconds ago when you brought it up.
I'm honored that I could open your eyes, and you're going to be a reformed man from now on. We're doing a thing on Wednesdays here in July called Christmas Cues with Bran, where I bring on one of my favorite people, and I ask them 10 Christmas-related questions that are specialized for them. I sat down, I thought about Tyler, I had a picture of him up on my computer, and I was just looking at him, and I was like, what do I want to ask in a Christmassy manner to this guy right here? So I have 10 questions, and I think they're going to make you think, Tyler. They're going to make you just process through life in a way that you've never done before. And I think at the end of it, people are not only going to get to know you better, but they're also going to be in the Christmas spirit. I think if we can accomplish those two things, we did a job well done today. Are you up for the task?
It's 10 in the morning, and that sounded intense as ever. So yes, let's get into it.
I only know one speed, Tyler, and that's all the way speed. Here's your first question. Dan, why are you looking at me shaking your head? All the way speed. Just back off. You're wearing your black shirt like a monster.
Is Dan there?
Dan's there. Dan's just staring. Dan's just staring. He doesn't. Hold on. What do you want to say?
Hey, Tyler, how's it going? I'm not a part of this Christmas Cues with Bran just out of just pure protest of the name. But, you know, I'll still be here to make fun of Bran in the background and cheer you on off screen. I promise.
Great, as long as somebody's taking care of that.
Wait, you don't like Christmas Cues with Bran? You don't like that name?
So Bran. That is everything that Bran should, like, you came up with it. God bless you. You did it. Everything about it. You got your llama sweater on.
Yeah.
It's just for you. I'm not going to miss out on a chance to hear my boy Tyler tell some stories, but I don't have to be here. Like, I can just listen. I got my ears in. I'm good.
So, Bran, this llama sweater that you're wearing, first of all, is this something that is custom designed by yourself?
Why did we buy it, Dan?
We bought it for the photo shoot.
We had to do a photo shoot for our book that's coming out in September. Yeah. That's exactly right. So we bought. I bought this one. Panda got a Christmas sweater with a panda on it, of course. And Dan was just.
You had a Christmas sweater. They made me put one on.
Yeah, you didn't like it, but you did it.
Yeah,
you did it.
What did you have on yours, Dan?
It was black and red, and then there was like a white silhouette of like some reindeer or something. It was very, very like muted, you know.
Right. You did what you had to do.
What I had to do. That's right.
I also, Tyler, I told you to come festive, and this is what you came with. So I think you and Dan.
I'm wearing Christmas underwear.
Okay.
Tyler owns one festive cardigan. He just wears it every day.
Exactly.
That's what he does.
I don't know if you noticed, I've worn the same hat every time we spoke, so there's not a lot of wardrobe thought that goes into anything.
Are you a minimalist? Do you only have like a few things?
I don't know. I think I just I stopped trying to be cool a very long time ago. And once I discover that I like a thing, or honestly, a lot of the stuff is like this. This is ridiculous. This hat is from a movie. This cardigan is from one of the Christmas movies, I think. And then this Henley is from It Was Always You. So this is how much I spend shopping. This is how much time I put into this stuff.
I want to tell you really quickly before I dive into the questions. I grew up in a conservative Christian home, and we listened to Christian music, yeah, of course. And there was a song, yes, by an artist named Scott Crepane. And I want to quote these lyrics to you, and you can use them. You can please tuck it away. This is a real song, yeah, that was played on the on radio on a regular basis. And it said this: I'm not cool. That's okay. My God loves me anyways. I'm not cool. That's all right. I'm still precious in his sight. So I'll send it over to you, and I think you can just kind of meditate on that. I think it's going to be your new anthem.
Well, that touched me deep.
Yeah, I'm so glad it touched you deep.
Cut to the core of me. Yes, thank you. Thank
Scott Crepane. All right.
But hold on. Back to your sweater. So you purchased a sweater. Somebody made a llama onto a Christmas sweater.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That's exactly. Someone. Okay. This is a sweater that anyone can purchase, not just me.
It's a beautiful thing.
Okay. I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you. I'll send it to you as a gift.
Yours?
I'm not ready to part with it. No. But I'll send you one that's just for you. Huh?
We can get
one. I'll get you one. Yeah, we'll get you
one. Send me one with your Musk on it, and you can get the new one. Get the one that's been worn and probably sweated in quite a bit.
I'll tell you a story off air, but there is a Musk for sure. All right. We're gonna start very just like sentimental.
Yeah,
and
go.
I wanna know your favorite childhood Christmas memory. When you think about Christmas, the childhood memory that comes to mind, what do you got?
Let's see here. Hopefully there's no children listening to this podcast. You know what? Maybe you shouldn't actually. Really, do you have children listening to this podcast, or is it?
Sometimes children listen, but like we can tell them to skip forward 2 minutes. Like, tell the story.
Okay, so children, step out of the room. One of my favorite Christmas moments was I grew up in downtown Toronto, and there was a convenience store that was through an alleyway at the back door of my house. And in my family, my mom is French, so we would celebrate Christmas Eve. We would go, we would sleep, nap, so that Santa could come and do his thing.
Of course.
And one Christmas, one fateful Christmas that changed everything, we came downstairs and there was nothing in our stockings. They were empty. And once one of us pointed this out, my mom yelled at us to return to our bedroom and sleep for another 15 minutes, at which point she jammed everything she could find from our convenience store, which we're very familiar with, into our stocking stuffers. And it was at that moment that I realized that perhaps Mr. Santa Claus was not coming to deliver my presents anymore.
It's a really sad favorite memory, but I think it's fair. And I want you to know also that Dan, for the last 3 years, has been telling children Santa doesn't exist on our podcast with no warning. So I appreciate that you're at least giving a warning, unlike this monster.
Yeah.
It's terrifying because my niece is too. It's like you got to be really careful about this because that moment will forever be in my mind when I was young.
How did you handle it? Were you devastated?
No, I really wasn't. I just was kind of like, huh, yeah, that makes sense. They do this.
This makes so much more sense.
Before?
Right.
Yeah. I literally was just kind of like, yeah, why have I never thought this through for? Of course, they're just buying presents.
Yeah, you just feel like a complete moron for not thinking it through. You're like, yeah, this just explains everything. Question number 2 of 10 on Christmas Cues with Brian. What is a Christmas song that you wish you would never hear again?
Oh, interesting. I gotta be honest. This might be controversial. But the 12 Dates of Christmas, I don't know that I love that song.
It's a bad song.
I don't know that it's got... I mean, as a song, you know, as an event or as a song to which you can participate in, I think it succeeds, you know, very well. But there's so many really good Christmas songs. And I got to say, that song, as a listen, is not my favorite.
It's an awful listen.
Listing off items.
No, I think that's a really good answer. Even as somebody who listens to Christmas music all year, if that song comes on, I'm pretty bummed out. Because there's no short way to do it.
Yeah, do you skip it or do you? I mean, I suppose it depends. Like if you're in a room full of people and you guys don't want to start listing off the items, and I think it works. But if you're in your car driving to meet your family, I don't know that tickles me.
No, it doesn't tickle me. And I would say there's like classic versions of it are awful. There's like some okay like punk rock versions that get the job done, and get through it a little bit quicker with some extra pizzazz. But as far as, like, I don't want to hear a choir singing that song, like, hard pass.
All right.
Tyler, the best gift that you've ever given. I think you're a good gift giver, if I'm reading you right. You're a thoughtful fella. Best gift you've ever given.
I think there's two answers to that at least that come to mind. Maybe I'm overlooking things. These are thoughtful questions, and I don't want to sit here silently thinking about them. But I'm thinking about when we did Veil, the Winter in Veil movie. We had these little booths. This restaurant that we all ate at. The cast and director and producer, and that was a nice memory. I ended up buying a bunch of these little boots where you take a shot out of them at the end of your meal. And I started the tradition amongst myself and some people close to me to take the boot, tie a string, hang it on your tree, and then Christmas Eve, we all take shots and send photos of ourselves taking shots to each other. And it helps us all feel a little bit connected as we disperse to our families. And this started, you know, just before the pandemic, and it was nice to sort of have this last year. I think hopefully becomes a tradition. It's the first tradition that I think I've kind of started.
I love that.
Yeah, I like it. It's like, and it's sort of gone from, like, I have a few of it with some of the executives of that movie, and Lacey's got one, and some of my friends in LA have some, and my family has them, and I just sort of, you know, I gotta get more of them, to be honest, but I'm trying to grow that circle so that everybody feels at that moment that they're a part of something that connects us all, even though we're all in different parts of the world. I thought that would be nice. Yeah.
I will send you a sweater if you send me a boot, Tyler. How about that?
Yes, yeah. You want to join the tradition?
I would love to join that tradition. I would love to.
I love it. Should I get one for you, Panda and Dan, or do you want to just be exclusive and keep those guys out of it?
If I'm not in on this, we're going to have a problem.
I guess you got to. I guess you got to send multiple boots.
It's the least you can do.
Okay.
It's the least.
It's on my list. Yeah, it's on my list to get more of them. So I literally called the restaurant in Vail, and they're just gonna ship me out a bunch of them. I just gotta pull the trigger.
Oh wow! How about that? That's great. Did you say you had another one, or was that the one that came to mind?
That story I think went on long enough.
No, I think you did. It was a great job. It was a great job. Where do you land on the is Die Hard a Christmas movie argument?
Absolutely is. Yes.
What's your thought process?
My personal opinion. My thought process is this one of the questions?
No, this is 4B. This is just a follow up.
This is a good aside. It's a strong question. I think it absolutely is a Christmas movie, and my feeling is anything that becomes your movie during Christmas becomes a Christmas movie, because for some reason they play a lot of random movies over Christmas, and I don't have cable where I am, but my parents do. And so for some reason, Lord of the Rings has become my Christmas movie.
Interesting.
Like, they just always play Lord of the Rings. And so I watch Lord of the Rings. For a while, they were playing this NHL HBO documentary called 24/7. Started to become my Christmas. Like, I would look forward to that going home for Christmas, like the rerun of 24/7, this documentary series about hockey, and hockey players, which I'm not like the huge hockey fan per se, but this gets me very excited. And so these have become my Christmas movies amongst, you know, some of the classics like Love Actually and Nightmare Before Christmas.
Of course. I love that answer. That's a really, yeah. You're such a thoughtful fella. You're such a thoughtful fella.
Thanks, buddy.
When you think of Christmas, what's the first food that comes to mind and why?
Wrappy pie, which I think we mentioned in your book. I think we talked about this.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm completely wrong on something else. Wrappy pie is a dish that is a East Coast Canada dish that they serve out in like Nova Scotia. And my family, my mom's side is from there. And this is something that we do every Christmas is we make a bunch of this wrappy pie, and a lot of people like it. It looks like prison food, but it tastes like heaven. And everybody who joins my family for Christmas, possibly as a newcomer, like my friends and whatnot, they always look at it like it's terrifying, but then get converted. Wrappy pie.
I love it. Which of your Christmas movies do you think deserves a sequel or would play best with a sequel?
Christmas movie. Just the Christmas movies.
Dan, why'd you go like this?
Well, he can't choose any of his movies. He can only choose the Christmas ones.
This is Christmas Cues with Bran.
I'm just saying, on the 12th date and it's Christmas Eve, they don't really lend themselves.
Right. Well, hold on. There's another one. Mistletoe.
Oh yeah, the Kelly Pickler. Well. We want more of that for sure.
Your favorite. Tyler. Yeah.
Yes, I'm narrowing it to Christmas. Dan, it's Christmas Cues with Bran. Yeah.
Okay.
When you have summer.
I didn't say anything until you asked. I just made a face. It's your jam.
You have summer jams with Dan, which write that down. That's
summer
a good
jams
idea.
With Dan, for sure.
You can ask that question.
I just do tough cues with Dan. I'll just ask him really hard questions.
I like that too. Yeah. I like that a lot. Yeah. Write that down. That's good.
You sparked him. Look at the twinkle in his eye.
That's really good.
Yeah. hot ones, but no wings. The questions are just fire.
I like that.
Yes, exactly. I like that. That should be the pitch for it, too. Yeah, that should be
really
the intro.
Good. It's really
it's
good.
Like hot wings. Yeah, that's good.
But like less painful in the mouth, but painful.
More in the brain.
More in the brain.
That's right.
I mean, you could do something like that with cookies or something, you know, like different Christmas cookies you make people eat.
We don't talk about cookies around here anymore.
We do not.
Sorry.
We don't talk about them.
Trigger warning.
So you got it's Christmas Eve, you got mistletoe, and you got 12 dates.
Well, here's the thing. So all of those, I find it difficult to do sequels in the sense that, you know, these movies get tied up pretty well. And, you know, those are all pretty tied up, those movies. I will say this, however, here's how I'll answer this. When we were doing It Was Always You, me and Aaron joked about a thing called Christmas in a Room. I was exhausted one night and Aaron was deciding to interview me with her phone about something, and I started rambling about Christmas in a Room as a title of a movie, and then I thought about it afterwards, and I have a movie for Christmas in the Room, which I think could be really interesting and could be a little bit genre bending, a little groundbreaking and fun, and it could be something that that me and Aaron can do together. So it would be sort of like a sequel to us working together, at least.
I know that you're not going to give us that info because you want to sell that idea, but I wouldn't be a journalist, Tyler. I wouldn't be a journalist.
If you didn't ask. Yeah, no, I would. I thought about maybe just telling you sort of what I got so far, part of what makes it exciting is that the movie is going to feel like something and then open up into something completely different. And that's part of the surprise. And I think we'll make it a unique watch if it ever ends up happening, which it very well won't, with a name like Christmas in a Room.
Ooh. All right. We'll talk off air. I've got thoughts too.
there you go.
White lights or colored lights? What do you got?
There's something classic about the colored, but aesthetically, like my tree is all kind of sort of monochromatic. Like it's all the sort of pale colors and white lights. The tree that I got from Balsam Hill Christmas tree.
Did you get it? Did they send you a free tree, or were you just so impressed with the quality they you did. Bought one?
Well, I was impressed. We were doing, I forget what movie it was, but they had provided us with the trees and the thing, and there were some reps that were there on set, and I was talking to them, and they were, yeah, very, very kind to send me one of their trees, which is beautiful. It's like, it's got the white snow on it, which falls all over my house every time I pull it out, and it's the right size. It's beautiful. It's like a really, really nice tree, and it's got the twinkly lights already in there, and it's all white, which I like, and then I put like a bunch of, you know, colored things that are kind of in that paler color spectrum, and I aesthetically like the way that looks. So I didn't go the route of the multicolored lights, so I would be a fraud if I claimed that.
That's but you see, you do see them, and you're like, that's a classic. But just for you,
yes,
personally,
there's something about it. Well, here, whenever I go home to my parents, they have the multicolor, and I'm grateful that they do, because I like that vibe. It reminds me of home and growing up, because that's the way it used to be.
I've been trying to get a hold of Balsam Hill for 3 years about a sponsorship, and they never respond. So I'm going to need you to get on that for
that
me.
Up.
Be our okay. rep to their reps.
Yes, let me do that. I'll kick down the door.
We talked about Santa, but I want to get your thoughts on this. There's lots of theories about, you know, how Santa does what he does. If he did do what he did, how does he do it? So I want to know.
Of course, he does. Yes.
Of course, I want to know in your mind, and your like, come up like, what is your theory on how Santa gets around the world in one night, does what he does? There's lots of different thoughts out there, but I imagine that you've given this a lot of thoughts, and you have written theses. So tell us what Tyler Hines' theory on Santa is.
In a word, magic.
What about in like five words?
I haven't put a lot of thought into this, and I would have to say, you know, there really isn't a logical explanation that you can come up with. I don't think there would be an apparatus quick enough or a man slim enough to really pull this off. So I think what it comes down to, if we've learned anything from the movie Elf, which I think we all have,
of course,
that it's magic and the Christmas spirit and Will Ferrell. Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Will Ferrell does it. That's how it works.
Hot chocolate or hot apple cider?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Thank you.
That is a good question, because I've sort of, you know, they both have their time and their place. I think, you know, hot apple cider, you know, make it a hot toddy, put a little whiskey in there.
Yes.
You're onto something. And then you can't go wrong with hot chocolate and marshmallows. I mean,
you throw some Baileys in there too. Yeah. If you want to spice them both up. But gun to head,
yeah,
Tyler. Gun to head, I got two. I would never put a gun to your head, but like if I did, and it also had like a third hand to hold two beverages in front of you. So gun, one, yeah. I've yeah. gun, hot chocolate,
yeah.
cider. Which are you picking?
I think I'm going to go cider. I'm thinking about when I'm like at these Christmas, you know, festival things, and if I'm walking around, it's cold, what do I want to go with? I think hot cider has the longevity that perhaps hot chocolate doesn't. I feel like hot chocolate, you go ham on it as soon as it gets in your hands, and hot cider you can sip on.
I like that you're going with a longevity approach. That's not an approach, Dan, that I think we think of a lot when it comes to that argument, but I think it's a valid one. You're a hot cocoa boy.
I'm a hot cocoa boy, extra whipped cream. That's right.
But the longevity, like you can only keep that up so long.
Yeah, you knock that cocoa out with the whipped cream in 30 seconds. But if you want to have something that keeps you warm for a couple hours,
right?
Tyler's just playing 40 chess.
You sip cider, and you gulp hot chocolate.
Correct.
Yeah, I think that's right. All right, my final question for you, and I think it's a good one.
Okay.
We Christmas Cues with Brand flies by like no other interview you've ever been part of.
This was fast and intense and beautiful.
I know, thank you. Just what my ex-wife said.
I mean, he didn't actually answer the sequel question with an answer, so I do want to say
no,
that.
He no, did. Really the, no, he did. He did the best he could.
Well, I gave you a hard time, and you were like, "No, I'm going to make him answer it." And then he didn't answer it, and you were like, "Yeah, he did the best he could. What's going on there?"
Yeah,
because he's Tyler. Yeah, you're you. That's I'm right. not gonna rake the guy over the head.
Well, what's the other one? 12 dates. I mean, 12 dates could be fun. You know, that was like a scavenger hunt. You guys seem to enjoy the scavenger hunt aspect of it. Maybe you know, there's another hunt in there. I think
Yes, of course. I would like to see another It's Christmas Eve. Just because I want.
Okay.
I mean, that would
be fitting. That was the first.
I want Leanne to sing Into Your Eyes more.
Yeah. That hurts when that happens.
I also want more Leanne. That. Like, she hasn't been back since, and it bums me out. Like, I liked her.
Well, she's not. Great. But she's not, she's got other things going on, and when was the last one she did before that? It was 10 years or something before that one, or whatever.
But it just wasn't nice. We get one Leanne Rimes, but then we get 10 Kellys in a row, and it's not fair. It's not nice. Is all I'm saying. And I won't. By the time this comes out, we will have just celebrated the 4th of July here in America. And it's a great holiday, isn't it, right, Dan? It's,
absolutely.
You barbecue, you watch fireworks.
Hot dogs, the whole thing.
It's the American way. And there's lots of other great holidays that I love. But I want to know if you were to rank your top three holidays, actually top five holidays for you that you enjoy. Rank them for me from 5 to 1, one being the best. And I will do mine quickly. 1, Christmas.
Duh.
2, Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
3, New Year's Eve, I think. I really like New Year's Eve. I like the food. I like watching the bad performances on TV. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
4.
Do you do the ball drop and the whole
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, I watch it every year. Okay. I love it. I think it's a blast. 4. I think I'll go with the 4th of July. I really like it. Just from the food standpoint and, fireworks are neat. But now that I have kids, what?
And dogs.
I'm bumping that down maybe, I think, to 5. I'll go 4. Halloween. That's what I got. That's what I got. What do you got, Tyler?
I mean, I'm glad that you named. I don't even know that I can name 5 holidays. I am terrible at dates and events of that sort. Christmas is, of course, number 1. There is something about Christmas that is somehow unmatched. Everything stops. Family, friends, you go to the hometown. There's just a lot of stuff going on at Christmas. I don't think the other ones have quite the commitment that Christmas does. So Christmas takes number 1, of course. Let's see. I mean, Halloween, I enjoy a lot.
Yeah.
I love seeing kids trick or treat. I love messing with them if I can. Sure. Tormenting them if at all possible.
Why wouldn't you?
Why not, right? It's one day you can kind of get away with that. So that's maybe number 2. Let's go at number 2. 3, Thanksgiving. Yeah. I mean, it's hard because I'm gone a lot. I don't usually get to participate in all of the holidays. I end up missing them.
Sure.
And so I just sort of take them wherever I can get them. Thanksgiving, it's been hard to sort of be home for that, but when I have, it's been nice. And usually when I come home later, we just do a little half version of it where we get some turkey going and do our thing. So I think Thanksgiving's up there. Name some other holidays for me, because we're at 3.
What does Canada have to offer?
It's like a Boxing Day.
Yeah, what do you guys got? I'm naming 4th of July and stuff, but what's Canada got going on up there? Is there any special Canada Day,
which is coming up tomorrow, I think.
Canada Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you do? It's the most Canadian.
That's not real, Tyler. Canada Day? Get out of here.
Yeah.
What do you do with it?
It's a country, and we do celebrate it. Yeah. People just do what they do on 4th of July. They just get obliterated and wander around inappropriately.
I love it.
Yeah.
July 1, 1867.
Isn't that what it's all about? Yeah.
It's Canada Day. What is Canada Day about, Dan?
I would love for Tyler. I've got it pulled up on Wikipedia, but I'd love for Tyler to give me the history of Canada Day.
What do we got there?
It's a controversial moment right now because we're having some circumstances here in Canada, and so Canada Day is possibly canceled this year.
Are you serious?
What? For controversial reasons. Yeah.
What does that mean, Canada's? How do you cancel a day?
Well, I don't want to take this beautiful, uplifting podcast and turn it dark. So, you know, there's some controversy happening in Canada with our Indigenous folks, and so there is Canada Day is up for grabs this year.
Wow.
Which may not be a bad thing. Yeah.
That's
I know. Canada usually is very tame, but controversial.
I just didn't see it. When I think of Canada, I think of magic. I think there's nothing wrong going on there. Like, sure, like Toronto had a mayor who loved cocaine, but like, who doesn't? So it's like,
that might be magical for some.
Right. Yeah. When I think of Canada, it's just heaven.
Wow. I can't. This is fascinating stuff. I'm reading about it. It's something.
You're reading about it right now, Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's dark.
It would bring down the mood.
Yes, it would bring down the mood.
Yeah, it would certainly would.
Canada Day started in July 1st, 1867, with the passing of the Constitution Act in 1867. Right. Three separate colonies, Canada, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick, were united into one single dominion with the British Empire called Canada. That's the history of the day. But
that sounds good.
But yeah, it does, Bran. But there's a bunch of other things that are happening right now that we can talk about off air.
You hate to see it.
Yeah. It's dark.
That's not my Canada.
You hate to see it.
That's not my Canada.
No,
it's not the Canada I claim.
So you can keep your image of Canada to yourself and don't let go of that. We'll be back.
Well, yeah. Tyler, you did the best you could there with that last one. But you did a heck of a job overall when it comes to Christmas cues with Bran. This is one final question that isn't a part of the 10, but it is about you as a person. And it's a very direct question. It's yes or it's no. And it's, will we see Tyler Hines on our screens this holiday season with a new Christmas movie?
I can't answer yes or no. We're not there yet.
I don't know. You don't know.
That's my answer.
We haven't shot
a Christmas movie, I'll tell you that. Wow. Yeah, we haven't shot one yet.
He doesn't know.
Come on.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
He's...
I don't. Nobody has said, hey, Tyler, you want to come make this Christmas movie yet? I mean, we're July. So we've got time. I mean, I started off with two movies back to back, so it's nice to have a little break. And
you got one coming out in September, right?
September. Do we know the date?
What is it?
What date is that?
That's fall. I don't know.
Who's it with? It's
definitely the fall.
Do we know who it's with? Has it been announced?
This is with Lauren Elena. She's a country singer.
That's right. Oh boy.
Another
do you get sung at?
For you, Dan.
Do you get sung at?
I do. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
That happened again. This is a thing.
Yeah, you're welcome. I like to think that we're responsible for it somehow. I don't know how. Our book's not even out yet.
Yeah.
They know.
When you watch it, you can just drink that and you can look into my eyes and see that despite how much acting I'm doing, you know what's happening deep inside of me.
Yeah. Inside of you, it's dying.
A beautiful voice, incredible singer, and all of them are. Yeah, it's just my own private nightmare, you know, my own trauma.
No, I think that's fair. No, that's fair. Tyler, this is wonderful. It brought me so much Christmas cheer to listen to you talk about Christmas. It meant so much to me.
Not sure that that's true, but
no, it's 100% true. It's 100% true.
Yeah.
I'm never let down by you. I might be let down by Canada, and I don't want to.
You would be, but the United States isn't any better, and I want to be very clear about that. So, before we start casting stones, we're still leading the way in this regard, unfortunately.
I mean, you know, the world is a controversial place, and Canada will have to right its wrongs. Let's say that.
Tyler, I love you. This was so much fun. I'm sure I'll talk to you again soon. But I want to wish you, and I think all of our listeners do as well, a very Merry Christmas.
Thanks, buddy.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to BrambleJamPodcast.com.